Philip Semper Pira, could use urgent care. Today's date is 03/01/2025. Dictation is for Miss Eris Gonzalez. Gonzalez spells G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z. Eris spells E-R-I-S. Date of birth is 10/15/1971. This is a 53-year-old female hair with pain on the right anterior surface of her chest, the right posterior surface of her check, of her chest, right lateral surface of her neck, and pain along her right arm and forearm, period. Patient stated that this has been going on for approximately 7 days or so. It's gotten worse today. Says she came in because of the pain across her chest concerns her. She described that pain as crampy, worse with lateral motion. She states that she uses her right arm a lot at work doing lateral overhead motion and notice pain increase with these activities, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies shortness of breath. Next line, she denies diaphoresis. Next line, she denies paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea. Next line, she denies exertional dyspnea. Next line, patient denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next line, patient stated pain is reduced or is lessened with rest, period. Next line, next paragraph, patient's heart score was evaluated. Even in the absence of troponin, patient's heart score is low, less than 4. Next line, Wells criteria was reused in evaluating this patient for PE. Or Wells score is low. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed. Compared to last visit, no changes. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% of room air. Blood pressure 139 over 87. Pulse 60. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity. No vascular prominence. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, next line, there's tenderness in the anterior surface of her right chest, a tenderness in the posterior right chest, tenderness in the region of the sternocleidomastoid muscle on the right and a little tendon on the left. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. She has mild discomfort, correction, moderate discomfort with motion, range of motion of her right upper extremities. There's no deformity or pulses present, regular rate and rhythm. The sensation is normal. Next line, abdomen, non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert-oriented, 93, cranial nerve, 210 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is musculoskeletal pain. Number 2 is trapezius muscle strain. Number 3 is chest wall pain. Next paragraph. Today we did an ultrasound to assess patient's cardiac circulatory status to ensure these weren't responsible for our pains. Our echo is normal, an EF of 55%. Our vasculature demonstrated no stenosis in our cervical vascular system. No stenosis or embolus in our lower extremities. Our aortic or abdominal aorta is without aneurysm. Kidney, livers, and pelvic structures are normal. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication: Robaxin 750 milligrams, 1 PO QHS for number 30. She was strongly encouraged to go to the emergency room to have a more comprehensive evaluation if she continues to have this pain, as this could be representing a more serious issue. She says she understands and will. However, she stated that she thinks the pain is from her job because she only hurts when she does the normal routine stuff, lifting, overhead motion. She was still encouraged to go to the emergency room for a better evaluation. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.